great song. You just listen to that song forever. That gets you going.
Yeah, that got me going.
What a great song.
Oh, it's a sweet thing.
I just want to listen to it.
Okay. We're listening to it.
Yeah.
The Beatles, Love Me Do.
The Beatles.
The Beatles' very first single released on October 5, 1962.
50 years ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago to the day this Friday.
I can remember it, kind of.
No, you don't.
It's kind of.
Well, it was released in England in 1962.
Well, okay, but when it came here.
But the funny thing is, when the Beatles broke here in America in 1964, it was one of their number one hits. So they had that in the bag. They had that song to pull out and thrill the crazy, screaming teenage girls.
Who plays the harmonica?
John Lennon.
John Lennon played the harmonica.
Yeah, that was kind of a thing they did for the first few records. You know, like I Should Have Known Better and that one. Okay, here's the story. Why are we doing this?
What's the story? Well, why are we doing this?
Other than just vibrating on Friday in memory of the Beatles' first single, 50 years old, Cinema KC, the local nonprofit organization that, full disclosure, I'm a volunteer for, they are presenting All You Need Is Love Me Do, right? Mm-hmm. The 50th anniversary Beatles bash. It's downtown North Kansas City Friday night at the Screenland Armor Theater. I'll be there. Here's what you get. Two screenings. Pick a screening, early and late, 7 or 10 o'clock, of the classic 1964 Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen that, have you seen that, my friend?
It. Yes.
Have you seen it on the big screen?
Probably not.
You got to see it. And in between the two screenings, we're going to have, this might be the, well, this is, I don't know if it's the cake or the frosting on the cake, but a live concert by the really talented local Beatles tribute band, Abbey Road. And I guarantee not only will you leave the evening with a smile on your face, you'll probably leave with like the 100th smile on your face that evening. As the Beatles would say, a splendid time is guaranteed for all, including vintage Beatles merchandise for sale. I mean, real original stuff from the 60s, pins, buttons, picks. They're even going to have, and this is maybe...
You're getting all excited.
Hey, man, I am levitating, okay, as you can see, but... Anyway, it's not good. Okay, the Beatles Butcher album cover, you know what that is?
No.
Okay, that's a super rare collectible item. It is going to be there on display, framed, presumably for sale, but very few people have actually laid eyes on this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, it's actually a Beatles album from the mid-60s. It was called The Beatles Yesterday and Today, but the original cover of the original photo on the album of the Beatles had them in butcher smocks, and they had raw meat and toy doll parts strewn around, and they're clutching meat cleavers with crazy grins on their faces. But guess what?
Capitol, you gotta get me one of those.
Capitol Records said, we're not going to print that. We're not going to do that. Well, they did. A few got out, a few thousand. They didn't want to just shred the albums, right, to save some money. So they ended up pasting a generic image of the Beatles on it. And so fans figured this out, so they steamed them off.
Ooh.
They steamed them off. And
Beatles fans would do something like
Beatles
that.
Beatles fans would do something like that. So we're going to have one on display, and it's going to be there. It's officially a peeled Stage 2 copy. It's a very cool thing to behold. So see A Hard Day's Night, listen to Abbey Road. Have a great time Friday night, downtown North Kansas City, Screenland Armor.
Mm. All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right, like green tomatoes. Yeah, I'm waiting, palpitating, with all that meat and no potatoes.
I can't believe it's time for this again. The American Royal Barbecue, it's that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah,
what a great
like a,
time of year.
It's Pavlovian.
What a great event.
I mean, I just hear Fats Waller singing All That Meat and No Potatoes, and I know it's the American Royal this weekend.
No kidding. What a great song.
I'm drooling.
Mm-hmm.
Bring an empty stomach, Kansas City.
Yeah.
It is indeed the American Royal Barbecue, noon to midnight Friday, 10 a.m. to midnight Saturday. Now, you do have to pay $15 in the gate Friday and Saturday. It's free Thursday and Sunday. Obviously, it's in the West Bottoms, down there by the American Royal Complex, by the stockyards. 545 barbecue teams competing in four, counting
four. How many? 545?
Yeah, that's right.
So if you win it, it better be just incredible.
It's already incredible.
Incredible,
I mean, look at my
545
bib.
Teams.
Absolutely.
Man.
It is indeed the largest barbecue contest in the world. Now,
in the world.
You can't get food from the contestants. That's not what they allow you to do. But there's a barbecue expo and a food court, including a favorite pit stop of mine, the Diddy Wah Diddy Barbecue Sauce Store. You can actually go to the thing, try sauces, and cast a vote in the People's Choice Sauce Contest.
So to get a bite of the winning barbecue sandwich would probably be worth $1,000.
Not as much as the Beatles Butcher album cover.
Yes,
but,
probably not.
Oh, and the Royals Kids Corral there. I mean, they're going to have candy in the haystack search, which I always try to do that every year. They never let me. I'm too tall. But get this. The kids can do mutton busting, right? If you're 7 years or 60 pounds or lighter, you can get on a sheep and ride it.
Sounds like fun.
Maybe.
Then we eat the sheep when you're done. Yeah.
Right.
How about Mike Birbiglia?
Ah, Mike Birbiglia. Okay, funny, funny guy, does stand-up comedy. He's actually doesn't get along too well with the women. He's going to talk about that at the Midland on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. But let's hear a little bit about him and how he gets along with the opposite sex.
I'm dating a girl right now. I realized recently what I needed to find was a woman who loves me for my money but doesn't understand math that well. I lived with a girl for a while. We worried about different things. One day I said, what do you fear most? And she said, I fear you'll meet someone else and you'll leave me and I'll be all alone. And she said, what do you fear most? And I said, bears.
Yeah, yeah. Mike Birbiglia, he likes to make fun of his less than stellar ways in the romance department.
Yes.
He's actually bringing to KC his very successful Broadway one-man show. What we're going to get here is it's called My Girlfriend's Boyfriend.
Mm.
Yeah. The show's tagline is, in the end, everyone makes out, which I think is hopeful. The New York Times...
I think that would be qualified yeah, as hopeful.
Yes, the New York Times called him and his show ridiculously enjoyable, and I have no reason to doubt that. His amusing yet apparently truth-telling bio online reports that in the third grade, he won the Author of the Month Award at his elementary school in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, for a poem he wrote about bears and Thanksgiving. And at the time, he recalls, as a third grader, he wanted to own a pizza restaurant where third graders could just hang out. I don't think he does own a pizza restaurant, but he owns a very wonderful sense of humor, and you can enjoy it Saturday at the Midland.
Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in.
I want to be in the number when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the sun rescues.
And what do we got here, Doc?
Okay, well, you know, that is Kansas City's own father-daughter singing duo, Shanice and Maurice Hayes.
Oh, sure, yeah.
They were on America's Got Talent on NBC.
Yes.
Now, they got to the semifinal round. They didn't quite get past the pack of trick dogs or the dancing children.
Yeah, Casey Kearns did a big story
on them. Yeah, yeah. And they're very, very talented. They're actually going to be part of the entertainment this weekend at the Longview Art and World Music Festival.
Mm.
That's basically at 3rd Street and View High Drive in downtown Lee's Summit. It's an opportunity to see some very talented folks, as well as the father and the daughter. More than 90 artist booths. Oh, and hayride tours of historic Longview Farm and the grounds.
There you go.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Check out those hayride tours.
What do we got here?
Okay. This could be the best of them all.
Bring
it. Are you ready for this?
Bring it.
It involves a pillow. No tears on your pillow, but a pillow. Punk rock pillow fight.
Man.
Okay. Acts on stage include a pillow fight with punk rock music. Punk rock by American Discord, Five Star Disaster, Itching Regret, Smash the State. Crazy names, but I'm sure they all love their mothers. 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Newsroom at 3740 Broadway.
Yeah.
There's no cover charge, but it is BYOP. Bring your own pillow. And if you, because you got to get a pillow to get into the club, right? And they'll flail away. Just take off your glasses, because that's smarts when you get hit with a pillow and you wear glasses.
Oh, Brian's picks on our website, kcur.org. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
That's
as
right.
Always, don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow, we'll sit down with Overland Park Mayor Carl Gerlach and Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Sly James. Our show's senior producer is Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.